This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Since the United States named China a currency manipulator on Monday, tensions between the two countries remain high. China's yuan weakened again Wednesday after hopes among financial traders that the decline was stabilizing helped to calm jittery global markets. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China has stabilized the yuan, suggesting it might hold off from aggressively letting the currency weaken as a way to respond to American tariffs in a trade war that is wounding the world economy. An upward-moving yuan comes a day after Beijing sent financial markets tumbling by allowing the currency to fall to an 11-year low. A weaker yuan can help neutralize American tariffs on Chinese goods by making them more price competitive on international markets. But relations remain tense between the U.S. and China over complaints that China does not trade fairly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The currency war caused a 3% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average Monday, its biggest drop of the year, after China let its yuan sink to its lowest point in more than a decade. On Tuesday, U.S. stocks rebounded, with the Dow climbing more than 1%. Asian markets are mixed in Wednesday trading. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan is vowing to reach out to the United Nations Security Council after rival India revoked the special status of the disputed Kashmir region. Prime Minister Khan told an emergency session of the Pakistani parliament the Indian action would intensify the ongoing insurgency in Kashmir, and the tensions could trigger another war between the two nuclear-armed nations. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political party has long campaigned for the ending of the special status granted to Kashmir. For the latest news, whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump will visit the sites of last weekend's two mass shootings today. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says she will welcome President Trump when he visits and hopes he is coming with the best intentions.
Everyone has it in their power to be a force to bring people together, and everybody has it in their power to be a force to bring people apart. That's up to the President of the United States.
His visit comes as police in Dayton, Ohio, continue to search for a motive behind Sunday's mass shooting that left 9 people dead. The FBI is looking into whether gunman Connor Betts was influenced by violent ideologies. Bellbrook Police Chief Doug Doherty says the shooter's family is cooperating.
The Betts family is cooperating with law enforcement in their investigation into this tragedy. They respect the investigative process being conducted by the Dayton Police Department and the FBI, and will not comment further on this investigation.
The other weekend shooting in El Paso, Texas, is being treated as a case of domestic terrorism by authorities. The El Paso attack, which left 22 people dead, has renewed debate over how to combat domestic terrorism in the U.S. Following the two mass shootings over the weekend, members of Congress are speaking up on solutions to gun violence. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke outside a New York Walmart with GOP Congressman Peter King. Schumer continues to push for the Senate to take up the House gun bill.
The Walmart was in El Paso, but it really could be anywhere in America, even here, as long as easy access to weapons of war remain the unaddressed crisis.
And in Pennsylvania, GOP Senator Pat Toomey says he's spoken with the president.
Later yesterday, spoke with Senator Manchin, who is still fully on board with me on our background check legislation. I spoke with Mitch McConnell, and we had a very constructive conversation.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Police say a huge explosion has gone off in the western part of Afghanistan's capital. There are no immediate details on any casualties or the nature of the explosion in Kabul. Meanwhile, a security official confirms that an hours-long clearance operation against insurgents is underway in eastern Kabul. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says it plans for a partial withdrawal from Syria may give the Islamic State terror group new life. The report says the reduction of U.S. forces has decreased the support available for Syrian partner forces when they need more training to handle the resurgence of Islamic State militants. Coalition officials say they fear the drawdown could influence U.S.-backed forces to turn away from Washington and seek out alternate partnerships and resources. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.